pressure off the edge. Peyton sets and throws. Pass is going to be caught. Demaryius Thomas. Peyton's going to run inside the 40 and up to Knowshon. Knowshon bounces left. Knowshon inside the 5. Knowshon! A Denver touchdown.
I love the call, Dave. I love the call.
Quick throw, Thomas. He's got a couple of blockers, and Thomas is off for the races. Here we go, 45 midfield. Thomas, 40. Foot race down the east sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Demaryius Thomas has beaten the Steelers on a huge play. Manning throws. Pass going to be caught. Tammy's got a Denver touchdown.
Pumps once to the right. Now throws back to the left. Ball's going to be intercepted. Say hello to Tracy Porter.
Hey, congratulations, man. Hey, we stood here before and we stood here at halftime. All right, and we did finish great, man. We didn't blink. We kept fighting. It wasn't perfect by any stretch. All right, but a lot of great performances. All right, I appreciate all of you. Congratulations.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall, and welcome back to the Elway Access Podcast. Things are a little different this year. We're not quite doing it live, but for 30 minutes, John Elway and I are going to answer some fan questions on Twitter, talk about Sunday's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and again, give fans a chance to interact with John Elway, who is here every day working, and even John today, you guys, for a Tuesday, very busy, made a lot of moves, signed Caleb Haney, want to start there, Dan Copen, the center from New England, Ty Warren goes to IR, and then you also waive C.J. Davis. A lot going on your wing of the building. Before we get to Sunday's win, just kind of talk about behind those moves. I know the hardest thing had to have been putting Ty Warren on IR.
It is. I think that any time you have a guy like Ty, and we're hoping that, his history has been that of injury the last 2 years, and we're hoping that he was going to be healthy, but, tore that tricep again. So we'll have to look to, to fill those shoes. We had Dan Silversliga on the practice squad, who we brought up last week when we played Caleb Haney, when we waived Caleb Haney. That was already kind of in place with Silver there, and right. It gave the coaches some options going into Sunday night. What they wanted to do on the offensive line, and so that at that expense it was Caleb. But now we're happy to have Caleb back, and give us some veteran. Be the veteran as not only the backup, but Oswell continue to be the backup, but have some experience if something were to happen to Peyton down the road.
So a busy Tuesday after what was a very busy Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and I think, last week you could feel it in this building how the energy was going up. Everybody just couldn't wait to get that first game, play it, go get the win. You got a chance to watch it from where you sit up on the fourth floor. What was it like for you finally seeing all the work you guys put in this past off season finally come out on the field and get that win?
Well, first of all, getting the win, I don't think I knew what a big game it was for us. If you look at the season as a whole and how important these home games were, especially when you're playing a team like Pittsburgh at home, it was a huge game for us because of the schedule early. We go to Atlanta this week. We're going to come home against Houston. Those are the two, two of the top teams in the NFL. And, when you throw the Steelers in there, who were 12-4 last year. And so, if we didn't get off to a good start, who knows where we could have gone. That's why it's so important and exciting to be able to win that game. But you look back, and obviously this off season, we had a lot of things go on. Peyton Manning comes to the Denver Broncos, and so there's all the questions about Peyton that have been going on for 6 months. And so it was finally very nice to get to the game and let everybody see what Peyton can do. And I think that he showed that he still has a lot of football left in him and had a tremendous night. And, it was great for him, especially having that year off and the surgeries and everything that he's gone through, the hard work that he's put in. It was really gratifying for me to see Peyton come out and play like he wanted to play.
Hey, you and Coach Fox have been watching him since March, and finally the entire football world, as you just touched on, got a chance to see him play on a primetime stage. But he had to sit and watch for a long time. He's trying to get back into his groove. The offense spent an hour while the defense was out there playing in halftime. What did the way the game unfolded, did that play out the way you thought it might? It just kind of felt strange there, the middle portion of the game.
Well, we did a good job in the first half. We got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter, but once we started going no huddle and put that first drive together when Knowshon scored and started getting a rhythm there that, we were getting into the game. And then the third quarter, we had to play the ball two plays in the third quarter, 36 seconds, which is, highly doesn't happen very often.
Right.
But that really credit goes to Roethlisberger. That Ben just played tremendous, made so many big plays, did a good job within the pocket, moving around and buying extra time. And finding the open receivers and being able to make those big plays. And so that credit goes to Ben. But as time went on, once we got into the fourth quarter, we were able to get the ball. We controlled the ball. When we had those opportunities, we took advantage of them offensively, which was huge. And then Tracy Porter obviously comes through with a big play that seals a victory for us. And so I was just thrilled that we were able to get out of there with a win. You never know how they're – you know, how the tempo of a game is going to go. But I was thrilled the fact that offensively, when we did have an opportunity and get the ball, we took advantage of them.
Second quarter, about 10 minutes left when the Broncos did go no huddle. They did go the length of the field and ended with that No-Show Moreno score, which I thought he showed some patience there up close along the goal line. During the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth called it a classic Peyton Manning-looking sort of drive. These guys have been working on no huddle for a long time, and they worked on a ton during camp. You finally got to see that play out, and it ended the way a lot of those drives did in Indy with a touchdown. That just had to be, from your vantage point, great to see.
It was fun, and yeah, it was great to see and fun to watch. I think we saw Peyton Manning, what we saw him do, what he's been doing for the 14 previous years, is taking control of the game and doing things at the line of scrimmage, getting us in the best offensive play to give us a chance to be successful. So, I mean, that's where it was fun to watch. It was great for the fans to be able to watch Peyton go through that process, watch what he did, and because he's been so good at that for so long. If you talk, you look at the rest of the league right now, and that's all they're talking about offensively. All the offense is going to no huddle. Baltimore last night. So that is becoming so much more effective now, because it really keeps the defense off balance, and especially early in the year when are not really as in good a shape as they are as the season goes on. It's a big advantage.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. You mentioned the beginning of the year. It's almost, there were a lot of teams scored over 40 points, I think, this weekend in week one, and the no huddle offense that fans saw on Sunday led to that first touchdown we talked about. I think they're going to have that advantage, the offense-wise, first couple weeks of the year until everyone kind of gels, I think, around the league.
It really is, and especially with the way training camp is these days. We only go one practice a day, and so there's a lot of things that have changed over time that – and you don't get enough time in the preseason games, because the last thing you want to do is get your starters hurt, and so you're playing them the least amount of possible time that you can. So when you get in the first game, get in there early. All teams are not going to be in as good a shape just because of the fact they haven't played, and number two, the way the practice schedule is in training camp anymore. So the offense definitely has an advantage this time of the year.
You're listening to LA Access, and like we did last year, we will answer some of your questions from Twitter. Our first one comes from Dylan Sobey, and John, Dylan's asking about the moves the team made today, especially in regards to Ty Warren. He's wondering, will the Broncos maybe explore trades or look at free agency to replace a guy like Ty, or maybe as you might stick with guys that are in the building?
Well, right now it's Silver Saliga, who was with us during the end of last year and then throughout training camp and had a good preseason. And so we activated him last year. So he'll be the guy that will be stepping into to tie shoes. And we're always looking to get better. And so we will have some workouts this week for some guys. But always trying to stay on top of that. And, I don't know so much about trades, but if there's guys out there on the street that can come in and help us, we're going to be exploring all options.
Dylan, thanks for your question. This is Elway Access, and we're thrilled that this year is presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Forgot to mention that at the top of the show. It's week one for everyone. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
We'll be right back.
pressure as Peyton drops to throw. Sets, throws, pass, wide open. The Decker's got it. Manning in the shotgun. Five-man rush. Peyton sets, throws, pass to Stokely. He's caught. Fakes the handoff to Willis McGain. He sets in the pocket, throws. He's got Decker inside the five.
Well, it felt good to get the win. And like I said, I think, you know, I'm still feeling my way out. I still have some limitations. I think this team is still forming its identity. As you're feeling yourself out, feeling the team out, when you can get a win in that process, that's a nice thing.
Manning's in the shotgun. McGahee walks up the line of scrimmage with Peyton so he can hear what the call is. Snap. Peyton looks left. Bounces around. Plenty of time. Now runs up in the five. Throws to McGahee. McGahee's got it in the end zone, and the two-point conversion is successful.
You can just tell the adjustments that he can make. You know, you throw something at him, he'll come back second half and make you pay him. He showed it tonight. I mean, that's the Peyton I know.
It's always fun to win opening night. What an awesome atmosphere. You know, playing on prime time, fans were rocking. You know, playing in a number of season openers, it feels like a playoff atmosphere.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is LA Access, presented by U.S. Bank. Flex perks on DenverBroncos.com. As we said before, the whole football world finally got a chance to see Peyton Manning play football again, and any fans who attended camp this year saw a little bit of that during camp, but it finally counted, and it was good to see week one as the Broncos beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think one thing I noticed, John, is that Peyton back there was able to do what he's done so well for so long because he had some time. I think let's talk about those guys in front who are getting used to him just as much as he's getting used to them, particularly Manny Ramirez playing for Chris Cooper first time this season, filling in along the line.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the real, other than the win, a real bright spot of coming out of that game against a team that's known to be able to rush the passer with the different blitzes that they do. And if you really look at the pressure that we did get during the game, it really wasn't the responsibility of the line, and we were having some back. We had some, the backs missed a couple assignments, and physically got beat one time. And so the offensive line did a tremendous job, and gave Peyton, as you said, gave Peyton time to throw the football. Plus, we ran the ball pretty well, especially in the second half. We had some good chunks there that kept the clock running, and we're able to move the ball. So the balance was great, and the offensive line continues to come together. They're getting more used to Peyton, the way he does things, and so that is really an area with. And Manny's come in and done a tremendous job filling in for Chris Cooper at right guard, and so they're molding very well together, and last week was a prime example of an offensive line playing very well together.
Peyton said that. On the Demaryius touchdown score, he said after the game that they faked the run of the strong side, and then all of a sudden, there's DT. He makes a couple of moves, and then you've got Matt Willis, you have Zane Beatles contributing on springing DT for that play, and Demaryius Thomas goes downfield, scores again. It was kind of deja vu all over again against the same team. The stadium, you could feel it almost lift off the ground. You got to see that again. What was that like?
Well, I think that and they did a great job. That was an adjustment that was made at halftime.
Right.
So with what they were doing defensively, and Peyton got to it, audible to it, but they were bringing the backside back anytime we ran strong. And so it really gave us where we had them outnumbered in that situation. And so Matt Willis on the backside came all the way across, got the free safety. Zane Beatles pulled and was out there in the screen. And so those are the type of things when you look at a football team you'd love to see, and the fact that guys are giving extra effort, they're hustling and doing what they can to win games, and that's what we saw. We saw that for 60 minutes, and it was really something that I think everyone's excited about where we are, and especially the players. I think that they feel really good about where they are, and anytime you get that good feeling in the locker room, good things are going to happen.
What's it like when the Broncos are going no huddle? They're trying to push the pace. They're trying to keep Pittsburgh from refreshing their personnel on the field. Everyone's at the line. Everyone's looking at the quarterback. What are those moments like? Maybe what are you looking at when Peyton's out there? He's looking around and trying to get him set.
Peyton's looking for coverage. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. And also, if they try to sub then we'll try to get the ball snapped and get the penalty. So it's difficult for them to substitute, which, again, this time of year, it's a huge advantage for you offensively. And those guys up front, with those big guys, have a tough time rushing the passer. It allows you to have more time also. So, but Peyton's up there looking to put us in the best play that he can and try to get the defense to show something what they're going to do. And obviously there's so many different things that Peyton does do with terminology at the line of scrimmage that he's going to use the best thing to get them to show what defense they're in. And then he'll make the call from there.
From Twitter, Wendy Morgan asks, will the Broncos continue to use the no-huddle offense? Wendy, I think so. I think they may use it a couple more times this year. You know, I think what Wendy may be getting at here is that for a long time, Peyton developed this with those around him in Indy. It takes time to really nail it. They showed they can do it, obviously, against Pittsburgh. How long does it take to really get comfortable where you can almost feel as if everyone knows what everyone else is looking at? They know what Peyton's in for.
Well, and we've really spent the whole offseason working on that also. So, yeah. You know, and I think that we knew going into this game at some point in time was going to be no huddle. And it really kind of goes how the game's going. If we're having success coming out of the huddle, we're going to stay with that. If we're struggling when we come out of the huddle and have had a couple of threes and outs or, you know, made a couple of first downs, but haven't moved the ball a lot on the offensive side, it's a great changeup. And so it's going to be used. It's just a matter of when it's going to be used and the feel that, you know, that Peyton has to say, hey, listen, I want to go no huddle. And so and the guys, they've done it enough. The guys understand what he's doing. And I think it was good for us to see what it could be in last week's game with Pittsburgh and that we could have success with it. So, you know, again, it's a feel thing and how the game or the feel of the game is going.
Paul Carper asks, and you've already answered this, John, but how you feel Peyton did in his debut. I want to tweak this a little bit. The team he had to do it against in his debut after taking 20 months off, this is, you know, a team that is often in the playoffs, has a tradition of winning, and Peyton's played a lot. And that was his first test.
Right. And I think that, you know, he did tremendous. I think if, you know, what the way everyone saw the way he played and saw that Peyton Manning's got a lot of football left. We've been talking about it since, you know, he signed with us in March. And where his health was going to be, nobody knew. I think that we found that he's got plenty of – he's healthy and can play football. Now, do I think – is he right where he wants to be yet? And I would say no, which
right.
means there's a lot of things to be – a lot of positives going forward in the fact that there's still and I'm not speaking for Peyton, but I think that he still believes he's got a ways to go and strength and everything. And so once that continues to get better, I think we're going to just see Peyton get better.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to seeing that. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank Flex Perks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
They run the draw. Redmond bounces off a tackle and is going to be hit from behind. That's Derek Wolfe's first tackle of his NFL career, and he's a bit excited. Snap a little bit high. Roethlisberger drops in the pocket. Flush now. And is going to be pulled down in the sack back at the 47. And there's the first sack of his NFL career for Derek Wolfe.
Almost like I knew that I was going to come free because I knew what we were running. I knew what was going to happen. And that we'd been watching on the film and knew it was going to work. So I almost knew, like, okay, I'm going to get a sack on this play, so I got to be ready. You know what I mean? And came around and, you know, happily made the play.
Snap to Roethlisberger. Looks right, looks left, throws left, pass deflected, incomplete, completely uncovered. And Tracy Porter jumped up and got a hand on the ball. Five-man pressure, quick pressure up the middle, and they've got him back at the 27-yard line. That was Chris Harris along with middle linebacker Joe May. Roethlisberger, who didn't expect a snap, gathered it in anyway. Now is flush. Going to be grabbed, and he's going to be sacked inside the 10, and that is Wesley Woodyard, and that will wrap it up.
That's all we need from him. You know, put some points on the board. We'll try not to allow any, but, you know, teams are good, and they're going to score points, and we got to score points to win.
That goes back to those guys challenging me and not challenging Champ. I just have to continue to, you know, make the plays when quarterbacks want to come my way, and, you know, hopefully, you know, that the opportunities that, you know, they try to come my way go away.
on DenverBroncos.com. This is Elway Access presented by Flex Perks. I'm Chris Hall, joined by John Elway. Thanks for sending in your questions. We'll try to get to a couple more before the end of today's show. And I'll tell you what, in the locker room after the game, John, you could tell that everyone felt a little gassed afterwards, especially those guys on defense who spent a lot of time out there with some long drives by Pittsburgh. How much of that was just Big Ben showing why he's a great quarterback, and how much of that was just everyone kind of get used to each other also? Because on that side of the ball, too, there's some new guys over there.
Well, you know, I was actually really thrilled with how we played defensively. I know that there were some things that we could have done better. There's no question about that. But for the most part, we shut down the running game and made some big plays, which we did with Tracy late. I think there were some opportunities that we missed, and I think the guys on defense would be the first ones to admit that. But you got to give Ben Roethlisberger a lot of credit. In fact, he moved around buying extra time because the pass rush was there, but he did a good job of moving around. Anytime you let him buy extra time, he's going to be able to make plays, and that's what his game is, and that's why he's been, in the Super Bowl so many times, and a guy that is a top five quarterback in the league.
Defense gets tested hard the first week, but I'll tell you mentioned Tracy Porter's pick six that pretty much put the game away. But even earlier in the game, he had a good pass breakup in the end zone, forced Pittsburgh to kick a field goal. They're getting three instead of seven. That adds up throughout the course of the game.
Well, it really does. I think if you watch the game, and Tracy was almost – it was close to almost every play.
Right.
Anytime Champ Bailey's on the other side, they're going to focus on you on the right side. And so, therefore, he was getting some focus, and they were taking some shots at him. But I think he did a heck of a job of standing up in there and, like you said, made a great play down there on the goal line when we really had busted the coverage down there, was able to tip it because the tight end was wide open. And then to be able to make that play at the end and to lock it up for us was tremendous. And those are the type of plays that you need. When you're playing a great football team like the Steelers, you have to be able to make those plays in crucial situations, and that's exactly what he did.
Dwyer, the kind of back who will put his head down. Chris Rainey, the kind of back who's fast. Rainey didn't do a whole lot on Sunday. You got to like seeing the defense able to contain a guy like him who finds the edge, he could go all the way.
Yeah, and that, they have a great change of back. And then, Redmond was in there also, who was a big back. He was a lot like Dwyer. Then, as you said, you had Rainey.
Yep.
That was the speed back. So they did some different things with him, but we were able to pretty much shut Rainey down. And Dwyer had a couple runs for the most part. But, I think overall, if you look at our run defense, we were thrilled with it.
Derek Wolfe said last week he couldn't remember playing against a quarterback who was as big as Ben Roethlisberger is. That's the rookie's first test. Go out there and try and tackle that guy. How do you think he did getting his first tackle, his first sack as a Bronco on Sunday?
Derek, I tell you what, played 65 plays and really came through. I did a tremendous job and really held his own and held the point of attacks and played well above his years as a rookie. And, as you said, we made a big play on a draw, delivered a great blow, and then also was able to come on the inside on a stunt. And he didn't let Roethlisberger get away from him. He made the sack there. So he came out. He's just going to continue. He's just scratched the surface, so he's going to continue to get better and better. We're thrilled with what Derek's doing.
Mike Adams showing some speed. That one pass breakup towards the north end zone, I think it was in the third or fourth quarter, another guy we brought in this offseason, another new face for Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, I tell you, and for us to have the time that we've had to be able to blend like we did, it was a good thing. I think Mike Adams not only is a good football player, but also a great leader on that defensive side. And they're going to continue to create those type leaders. And he came in, as you said, knocked the pass down there. That was a great throw by Ben, but made the big play. And he's all over the place, does a good job tackling. He's a very sure tackler, which we need in the secondary. So Mike came in and did a tremendous job.
Champ breaking up another touchdown opportunity for the Steelers along the goal line also. I think it may have been that same series where Tracy Porter had the same pass breakup. And then at the end of the game, with the building as charged up as it is, Tracy Porter picks off a ball that you guys have seen on tape before and takes it for six and puts the game away. You guys get to spend 2.5 minutes really kind of absorbing the end of the game and knowing that this Broncos team's got here with a win after what was a very hard-fought game.
It really was. And again, as we talked about earlier about the importance of this football game when looking at our schedule and how tough our schedule is, especially early, that we have to win these games at home. And that's where the fans were so great. And the fact that the crowd noise, the feel was back at the Sports Authority at Mile High, and the fact that everybody was excited about being there. And obviously there was a lot of curiosity about how Peyton Manning was going to do. And I think when they saw him out there and realized that you know, this is pretty darn close to the Peyton of old. I think people got excited about it, and it was a great football game on both sides, and be able to pull it out, you know, was something that, you know, everyone's excited about the Broncos, and we're excited about our fans being back in it. And so, I mean, it's a great feeling right now. We've got to go to Atlanta, which is a tough place to play, but we're also going to, you know, take it one week at a time and keep playing as well as we can.
Yeah, we'll look ahead to Atlanta next. You're listening to Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Manning takes a snap and a knee, and both teams on the field. This one is over from Sports Authority Field at Mile High. John Fox and Mike Tomlin, two very good friends with mutual respect, hug each other in the middle of the field as the Broncos have won their opener at home, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-19.
When you're dealing with one of two things, adversity, prosperity. We got to prove we can handle success. We got to have a tough game to go on the road at Atlanta. All right, so let's keep our wits about us. All right, come back, do what we have been doing, okay? Here we got everybody up.
Yeah.
All right, Broncos on three. 1, 2, 3, Broncos!
You know, we scored 31 points, and we held a very good offense to 19. And you're going to, you know, win your share when you combine those two things. No matter how you get there, you know, each one of these takes on its own personality, and this week won't be any different versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Welcome back to Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks here on DenverBroncos.com. And the team got a chance to celebrate the win a little bit. John off Monday, in for a little bit Tuesday. And then Wednesday is kind of not your typical football Wednesday because the Broncos play on a Monday night. Schedule gets stretched out by a day before the whole team flies to Atlanta on Sunday. Let's get back to your questions from Twitter, folks. Thanks so much for sending them in. Hope I got this handle name correct. Tough Swami. Tough Swami John wants to know,
uh-oh,
what is the game plan for Atlanta's passing attack? They really showed what it's capable of last week in Kansas City, hanging, I think, 40 or 41 on the Chiefs.
They did, and they really played well. And you know, those two big receivers that they have, Julius Jones and I'm blanking on the other
one. Roddy
White right now, and then Gonzalez at the tight end. So they've got tremendous targets that are big and they're fast and they're strong. And then Matt Ryan came out and had a great opener. Obviously, with Dirk Cutter being their new coordinator, they've kind of hit it off and did some things with the no huddle also, and put 40 on a good Kansas City Chief defense. And so we know we've got our hands full. A lot of times the best thing to do against a big offense is to make sure that hopefully stay on the field and score points when you get a chance, because you have to keep up with them. And so hopefully we can do that, continue offensively. And then, defensive, if we can get some pressure on Matt, that always seems to be the best pass defense, is to be able to get a pass rush. And so that the good thing is we have the ability to do that with our front four. And I think we'll take strides this week than we, after having that opener against Ben in Pittsburgh last week, that we'll be better this week.
You talk tough schedule in the first 6 weeks of this Broncos schedule is indeed very tough. You're going from playing a playoff team from 2011 Pittsburgh to another playoff team from 2011 Atlanta. Two teams that are built very differently. The Broncos see Atlanta once every 4 years. How does the coaching staff kind of shift gears to get ready for a team like that when it probably spent more than 2 weeks getting ready for Pittsburgh?
It's always a little bit tougher just because it's a new experience, and so it takes a little more study early in the week than it does when you're used to playing, say, a San Diego or Kansas City or Raiders or you know, Pittsburgh for that matter, because we see them so much more often. And so, plus they got a new coordinator, so we'll see what they do defensively. And I'm sure their scheme will be changed from what they've done in the past, which is you always have to get used to going into a new season.
Going to get a chance to see what this team can do on the road in the Georgia Dome. It should be very loud there, and it's going to be something, I think, new for this offense. You know, defensively, the Broncos got help from the home crowd back at Sports Authority Field on Sunday night. If the Broncos go no huddle, they try and do it again on Monday, which they probably will, against Atlanta, it's going to be loud. It's going to be a different experience, I think, for this offense, who had a chance to really be able to concentrate a little bit easier, you know, friendly at home.
There's no question when you're on the road and it's a loud place to play like Atlanta is, it makes the no huddle a little bit more, a little tougher just to get the communication because it is so loud. But Peyton's done it on the road before, and we'll continue to work on it. We'll practice with crowd noise this week, and hopefully it'll be just as smooth as it was last week.
John, thanks for your time today. I know we touched on, we started with the moves you guys made this morning. Very busy day. Thank you for stopping. Fans, thanks for sending in your questions. We're doing this all year. Remember, you can send us questions on Twitter. We'll let you know on DenverBroncos.com when you should start sending us those questions. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.